It's time for another episode of Foul Monkeys.
My ass is not big and ragged.
The Sistine Chapel in this bitch.
That hallway has an echo.
And here's your host, Ricky, and probably Julian, and maybe Nicole.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is Julian.
Today is October 3rd.
2010.
And you have downloaded episode 322.
Woohoo!
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Poet didn't know it. Oh, are we a girl? Well, all right.
I'm sorry. I had to clear my throat.
Your throat?
Yeah, I've been out front bleaching. The front of the house. Because right along the front eave of the house is this white metal strip.
Right.
And over time, like stuff dripping off the shingles, it's gotten kind of black and nasty looking. Mm-hmm. And it's driving Joan nuts. So Joan needed to get out there with some bleach and a scrub brush and a water hose and clean that shit off.
So I saw you spraying it. You haven't gotten to the scrape.
It's done.
Oh, is it like all white now?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. Well, how it should be, right?
Yes.
White is right. No, you don't, Tara. You do not wish you lived with Joan. I'm always worried every day that Joan's going to bring in the axe and chop my fucking head off.
Well.
Drew, no, this is not the last episode of Foul Monkeys, but I should have said that so I could have like 40 people in the room, like My Honey Wears Plaid.
Oh.
He announced his last live show.
Oh. Well,
yeah, like 40 people rolled up in there.
Well, nobody cares about us, obviously.
I guess not.
If it was our last show, nobody would show up.
They'd be like, fucking good, let's celebrate. Fuck.
They'd show up for the after party.
Right.
They're Which gone, would be- yay!
Which would be everybody. But us.
I know.
Oh, wow.
My honey cries wolf.
My honey is probably on the Cher farewell tour.
Yeah, it'll be going on for the next 16 years.
Right. Which, that's all right. I mean, fine. If that's what you want to do, shoot.
Next, my honey, live in Vegas.
Live in Lakeland, Florida.
It's the Foul Monkeys.
Just don't do it between May and September or May and November because of the hurricanes. Because we were supposed to see Cher. She was here in Lakeland and it got canceled because of the hurricane.
That was in 2004.
Yeah.
But the very next year, she rescheduled in Tampa.
Mm-hmm.
And I had tickets to the original show in Lakeland.
Uh-huh.
And I got tickets to the rescheduled show in Tampa. And my second tickets were better, so ended up working out better for me.
Yeah, I was real pissed off and got my money back, but
you were angry with Cher.
Yeah, I was so fucking angry. Pissed.
Poor girl.
She'll be around for a while.
You know that barometric pressure of hurricanes can't.
I'm like, if anything, everyone could hide under Cher and we'd be okay because she's like made of fucking plastic. Okay?
It might blow her plastic surgery apart.
Nothing's gonna blow that apart.
Am I strong enough?
How
will stand hurricane strong enough? My cheeks are gonna explode on a commode. I'm strong enough.
Which cheeks? Wow, we've become a singing podcast lately.
Hey, people seem to like it.
So. I know, right? Today, I guess, is National Abortion Day or something.
Oh, does that mean we need to get our wire hangers out?
And, yeah. And practice like ringing like a triangle.
Yeah, like you're announcing dinner.
Right. Oh, not dinner. Rude days. So we have.
Well, speaking of that, before you move all the way onto that, I opened up the refrigerator this morning. And it smells like somebody's left their abortion in the refrigerator.
That's my shrimp, y'all.
Yeah. I'm sure everything that's in that refrigerator now smells like my shrimp, y'all.
Nah, it'll be all right.
It is wretched.
There's nothing in there that would take the odor because everything has containers.
So horrible. Oh my God.
Whatever.
You know how I feel about that.
Not it's not National Abortion Day. I guess it's National Protest Abortion Day is what I meant to say.
If you are anti-abortion, that's your business, and I respect that. But as of today, in the United States, abortion is legal, law of the land.
Mm-hmm.
And by God, if you want to go down and have one, then you should be able to go down and have one without fear of somebody fucking shooting you,
right,
without these freaks protesting your way, stopping your way into the doctor's office, and not having to be called a baby killer, a murderer, and everything else.
Right. So I took a picture of it, and I posted it on Twitter and Facebook. And
I'd love to shove one of those protest signs up their ass.
I know. I was like, oh, no, I hope a car doesn't take them out. I'm would be so upset. What really does anger me is they have like 3 and 4 year old kids on the side of South Florida, which is the busiest road in Lakeland. I would say one of the busiest. And these little kids are holding up signs.
Wouldn't it be poetic justice if they were protesting baby killers? Meanwhile, their baby got killed in the road.
By a drunk driver or something?
Now who's the baby killer?
Right.
You took your kid to a busy street and got run over.
You're a baby killer.
You're a baby killer. Cunt!
So as we were passing them by, Nicole and I. No, she loves that word.
I know.
But she probably doesn't like being compared to an abortion protester.
I know. That's why I said sorry.
But as we were going by, I just had my middle finger up against the window like this and just went all the way down South Florida. And also took some film. But the lady when I was taking the picture, the lady was like, you can't take my picture. Stop it. And I was like, no, you're in public.
And
I can take your picture. And if I want to stand right in front of you and take your picture, I can.
Yeah, exactly.
If I want to hold a sign that says, this bitch is fucking stupid.
You can.
I can do that. So
that's the great thing about freedom of speech.
Right.
Because they can say whatever they want to. So can you.
So maybe we should head on down there and hold up a sign that says, this fucking bitch is stupid.
Oh, we could do that.
We might be on the cover of the Lakeland Ledger, like some other people.
That's just what I need is my protest picture all over the paper. Right, You're going to have to bleep that out later.
What? What?
By the way.
Well, good thing there's not a lot of people in here.
I know, right?
How many minutes is it into?
7.5. Anyway.
Oopsie. Sorry. Are you mad? I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. What else? Oh, speaking of videos and whatnot, you asked me a little question about being in a video last night.
Yeah, and I was like kind of like surprised about your answer. I was actually like, really?
Well, why don't you start the...
So there's this like campaign kind of thing going on YouTube, and it's called It Gets Better. So all these people are putting these videos on YouTube for young gay teens, I guess young gay Americans. I would say it's probably projected more towards teens in school. And it's basically just kind of like inspirational sayings or, you know, stories just saying, you know, what you're going through is just temporary after you leave high school and leave that kind of environment. Life gets a whole lot better for you when it comes to being gay. In most cases, I should say. And it's supposed to help them because I guess in the past month, there's been like 5 or 10 gay teenagers that have killed themselves because of being bullied because they're being gay. Or like the example of the guy that was in college and he was... having sex with someone in his room, but he had no idea that his roommate had set up a camera and was streaming it live on the internet.
Okay, by college, you should be out.
Well,
I'm just saying.
Well, he was 18, so.
Yeah, by college and 18, you should be out. And you should be banging every college guy you can find.
Including your roommate.
That's my personal opinion.
Well, you never know where people grew up. I know you said you grew up right down the road here, but there's far worse places than where
I
we
know.
Are.
But if you made it to a mainstream college somewhere, you should be out.
Well, he didn't even make it through.
You should be out, and you should be banging.
Right.
So.
So I asked Julian, I was like, what do you think about doing one of these videos and putting it on YouTube? And Julian says,
no. I said, I grew up in the most backwards redneck place on earth. I had the most horrible high school experience one can possibly imagine, at least that I can imagine. Mm-hmm. And I didn't have any YouTube videos. I didn't have anybody to talk to. I had nothing. But you know what? And I am a clinically depressed person. I take antidepressants every day. Mm-hmm. But you know what? I never jump off a fucking bridge. I never put a gun to my head. I never done anything else. But because I know you can be strong enough to make it through that kind of shit. And I don't need a video to do that. Mm-hmm. And that's just my personal opinion. Also, I don't need to put my face out there on a video like that, seeing mm-hmm. as how there's certain factors that weigh in besides just the good of what it could possibly do. Mm-hmm. There's also bad that can be done with it, mm-hmm. and I don't need to draw that to myself.
Right. Well, so, I understand that.
But I'm selfish, but I didn't mm-hmm. have that. And
but wouldn't you have liked to
have
that?
And you know what? This is not a new thing. Bullying in high school for gay kids is not a new thing. A high rate of suicide for gay kids is not a new thing. Mm-hmm. It's been going on forever, and it's just now that it's coming to the forefront in of the news media, and people are paying attention to it.
Well, I think it now is because it's just not just bullying to gay kids, but it's just bullying in general is starting to become really bad.
Kids
now.
Are fucking mean. Kids have always right. been fucking brutally mean.
So now, like the first three, I know here in Florida, like the first 3 days of class, like Samantha's daughter, the first 3 days, they had anti-bullying like classes and seminars and stuff, you know, to try to stop it at an early age. But I don't know. Like I was in high school and I wouldn't say I was bullied, but I just wasn't part of the popular crowd or whatever.
Yeah.
And people would say things, but I mean, I was lucky because I had a job, so I could leave like, you know, 3/4 of the day, I was gone. So I really didn't have to deal with those fuckers.
Well,
so in middle school, I had an issue, but not in high school, really.
Well, Q Sledge, I guess it may be hypocritical and you may think what you want of me, but that's just where I'm at, and you know, that's just how it is.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, I know we all have to think about ourselves. So, I mean,
yeah, it's absolutely.
About, you know, our personal and thing.
You all may think I'm a horrible person for not wanting to do this, but it's honestly not something I'm interested in doing. Mm-hmm. So,
but you wouldn't say it's a bad thing.
I wouldn't necessarily think it's a bad thing. It's just something I'm, for more than one reason, I'm not on. Interested in hopping on the bandwagon. Mm-hmm. So.
No, we don't think. Oh, okay. I guess they're just. I'm like.
and if we want to boil down to it, I'm not out at work
mm-hmm.
because I work with very, very, very rednecked, low intelligence, backwards people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just much easier for me to not delve into that there. Every other facet of my life, mm-hmm. I'm totally out.
Right.
And I just keep it away from that one aspect of my life. So, you know, you may think I'm a bad person for that, but that's just the way it is.
Well, I think hopefully it's a good thing and it'll help alleviate, you know, some issues. But, I mean, I wasn't a young person that young and was thinking about killing myself. I mean, that's just wasn't really something I thought about when I was a kid. When,
nah.
As an adult, it's a little, I did a little differently. But I don't know. As a kid, I just didn't really think about it too
much. Do we need to start an It Gets Better, Ricky?
No. No. Probably about 10 years ago, yes.
What if it's hot men showing their penises?
No, I still wouldn't. That wouldn't help. I'm sorry. I'm trying to keep up with the room. I can't really read and talk at the same time.
They seem to think that I would not, if I was a freshman in college or something, I would not be banging,
mm-hmm.
but I would have.
Right.
And
Well, it probably wouldn't have been as out, though. I mean, because we grew up in a time... We're in a weird time.
Because there was no YouTube or webcams when we were that age.
We were also in school when it wasn't okay, but just after we got out of school into our 20s, it was starting to become a little more known and it was okay to be gay. And now these kids that are growing up now, I mean, I guess there is still bullying going on, which I think is fucking lame for a 19-year-old to be a fucking bully. That's so stupid.
Yeah, exactly.
But now in high school, I mean, my sister who is, she's 7 years younger than me, 8 years. eight. When she was in high school, she was like, oh my God, I wish I would have had you as a brother, you know, in the same school as me, because it had been so cool, you know? And like, you know, I guess I'm just lucky that I have a whole family that really doesn't really care. And I don't associate with people that have problems with gay people.
Yeah.
And so that's the good thing about being an adult and not being trapped in an environment that you have to go to.
Mm-hmm.
You have no choice to be around those people, but to be around those people in high school. So every day you have to see those people. You have to put up with that bullshit.
I know.
Once you turn 18, you're out of school. You could be like, fuck off.
Fuck you. I don't have to put up with it.
Right.
You have a choice.
And then you could just walk away. But that's why I feel bad about these kids, is because they are in a situation. But they should also speak up. I mean, they shouldn't be afraid that if they're being bullied or being, you know, getting a beat down or whatever from school or school kids, they shouldn't be afraid to go to a person that works at the school, and they should do something about it.
Yeah, well, the thing is, there are still a lot of schools out there in BFE where if you go to a school authority, they may be a homophobe as well.
Right.
So
I don't think that would happen in Lakeland.
I don't think it would happen here, but you know, if you're in Butte, Montana, you know, it may happen.
Isn't it Butte? I know. Oh, okay. So, I probably will do one of those videos, and I'm thinking of some ideas, because I'm thinking not doing it by myself, but having like Nicole do one with me, and then one like Trucker Mike, and maybe some of my straight friends that are, and like take the aspect of, you know, how their lives have maybe changed because they had a gay person in their life or whatever like that.
And plus, I'm so pretty that if I did one of those videos, I might have stalkers.
You might become famous because you're so pretty.
Well, perhaps, but...
Yeah. Please, everyone likes a fucking stalker. Hello.
Well, fine then. I'll just get in touch with that weird 18-year-old.
No, not him. That's a little bit too much.
But everybody likes a stalker, y'all.
Not that close. So that's what I want to think about doing that. Veritable Virgo had a good idea of maybe getting other podcasters to do a message, maybe like an audio one.
This fucking show's been a downer so far.
It's not downer. We just really don't talk about this kind of stuff much.
That's why we don't talk about this stuff much. It makes me want to kill myself.
So maybe some other podcasters, we can all get together and do an audio thing. I'm really not for sure how that's going to work.
But. No.
Where are we at on time?
3:18.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we haven't talked that long.
So
Gravitas,
that's that.
Gravitas, you haven't missed anything because we haven't really said anything funny yet. But
because Foul Monkeys is always funny.
Abortion and killing yourself.
Right. Which neither have to do with losing weight or begging for money,
which we're going to get to.
Yes, we will.
Any second.
But didn't we add a third one there? Last week?
Big Fatty.
Oh, yeah. We got to talk about Big Fatty, too. Always. In every episode.
Yes!
So, last night...
Uh-huh.
I decided to go out. I was at Starbucks, and like around 10:30, I was like, I'll just go out.
So, where did you go?
I went to the local gay establishment.
Oh, the big one?
Well, is it really big?
No.
There were some personalities there, though, last night.
Were there now?
Mm-hmm. So, it's far as I'll go into that.
Okay.
But it was interesting.
Fabulous.
Got a lot of awesome looks. there was a drag queen there that was pretty good. She looked like Christina Aguilera. So she did like Christina's latest hit or whatever. It was pretty good. I have video. I'll show it to you, but that's not like amazing podcasting when you watch a video.
Apparently not, because we've been told.
Right. So yeah, I had a little drinky, and then I went to Denny's.
Why Denny's?
I don't know.
Even when
am I supposed to go?
I've been drunk a zillion times, but
it's either or Crystal Burger.
IHOP.
No, IHOP. I don't like IHOP that much.
It's much better than Denny's when you're drunk.
But the clientele is a little bit more scarier than IHOP.
At Denny's?
No, at IHOP.
I don't think so.
I think so.
I don't. Which one did you go to, on the north or the south?
The Denny's on the north side.
Ew.
I couldn't get anybody to go to the south side one because they all live on the north side. I know. I should have just came home because I had like the worst meal ever. Not like, it was good. It's just I made a bad choice.
Oh. Did you have the Grand Slam?
No.
If you went to IHOP, you could have had the Rudy Tooty Fresh and Fruity.
I have that every day.
Oh, you are that every day.
I had sausage gravy biscuit.
Mm.
And then they had the sandwich, which this sounds so gross. And after I tasted it, it was gross.
Oh, God.
Which half of it's still in the refrigerator. So I'll probably just give it to Aniko.
I don't want my dog getting the shits.
But it is a sandwich. It's a grilled cheese sandwich with cheese sticks on it, cooked on it.
What?
Yeah, so it's like deep fried cheese sticks on a grilled cheese sandwich. And it was like, ew.
That doesn't even sound appetizing.
It looks cool.
Unless you're drunk, maybe.
It looks good.
Oh my God, it's grilled cheese with cheese sticks on it, y'all. I bet the fucking dog that eats anything probably won't eat it.
Right. I like Crystal Burger too, but only when there's a bathroom near. Because it's like
crystals
right away.
Is straight up diarrhea.
It is. It's straight up putting diarrhea in your mouth.
It's like you can take a bite and it'll come right out.
Right. Kyle, I have not seen the clips of the show called Queens of Drag New York City, but I saw that on your Facebook and I will take a look at it.
Since I used to be a DJ, I've seen a zillion drag shows, and I never really liked drag all that much.
There are some good ones.
Once you've seen them getting prepared or doing their drugs or always being fucking...
I wouldn't say that all drag queens do drugs.
And I didn't. I said once you've seen them getting prepared or doing their drugs or being late or being a diva when they have no right to be a diva, it just gets old and you really don't care about it anymore. And that's where I was about 5 years ago, and I still don't care.
Right. Well, I haven't seen all that before, but I have seen some really good shows, and I've seen some really bad shows. So, and I would have to say I've never seen a really good show in Lakeland, Florida. So,
neither.
And probably not in the state of Florida, actually. Well, actually, Fort Lauderdale, yes. But...
okay.
You know, other places, yeah.
Also, too.
Also, too, therefore, and...
whatever.
Ronald Reagan. Somebody had a birthday. Oh, Vince on Facebook had a birthday, so I'll just say happy birthday. He said he loves the show.
Do I know Vince on Facebook?
You probably do. I'll have to bring him out. Vince? On the page, too.
Oh.
Where were we at? I don't want to run over.
24 minutes.
We have one phone call.
Okay.
No emails.
Let's do it then.
Let me pull it up here.
The email?
No.
Oh.
My dick.
Ew.
Ding. Oh.
Your mama?
Mama just called.
Mama? Ginger, bro. This is your mama.
All right, let's play the phone call song. Da-da.
Now it's time to hear what you have to say to the Foul Monkeys. Leave a voicemail anytime at area code 206-984-3685. That's 206-984-3685. $36.85.
Brought to you by Diet Dr. Pepper Cherry. The only cherry in this house.
Right. Dirty. All right, here we go.
Hi, Ricky. Hi, Julian. This is Tom with the Ramble Redhead Show. Just giving you a quick call to call all my favorite podcasters and leave them a long, rambling message and let them know what I think of their show. Okay, here's one for you. I just want to say, I love you guys. Goodbye. RambleRedhead.com.
He's such a slut for his show. RambleRedhead.com.
Well, yeah.
We are too, though. If we could fit it in our everyday life, we probably would.
Knott's bitching about us being clock watchers. He said, if this is a brothel, I demand my $5 back. I see you frequent those high-quality ones.
I see. He does. And he's probably the only straight guy in our room, too. Well, like, excuse me. Straight.
And Lord knows Ricky's room's seen a lot of straight guys.
I have. So, I went out.
I made myself laugh, y'all.
So Samantha and her friend Donnie and I went out yesterday, and we just, did some shopping because yesterday or about 2 weeks ago, I was eating lunch at work. And we were having chicken strips, and I had some honey mustard sitting on the side. And I'm talking to Samantha and Nicole, and, da, 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 and then, bloop, the corner of my iPhone, where the speaker is, falls straight into the honey mustard.
Oh, my God, y'all.
That was the biggest gay gasp ever. Everyone looked around at me. And then I almost started to cry.
Of course.
So I wiped the honey mustard away from it, but the speaker was like really muffled. It sounded like shit.
Hate that.
Oh, I was pissed. And then my heart was hurting. Thought I was going to have to go to the hospital.
So did the BFO sound any different?
Yeah. Actually, the belch sounds worse. Just saying. I went a few weeks because I didn't have time to go out to the Apple store. And Samantha had to get her phone replaced because the camera stopped working right. So I cleaned it off and I dealt with it for a little bit. So we went to the store yesterday and the guy was like, so what's wrong with your phone? I said, well, I was just talking on the speakerphone in my car. And then all of a sudden I heard a ee! I got really loud.
How'd it go again?
And then the sound was muffled. He was like, well, that's weird. I've never had that happen before. So he's like, let me listen to it. So I played a song. He's like, I don't hear anything wrong with it. It sounds fine to me. And I was like instant like pissed because I was like, fuck you, bitch. I know I dropped this shit in some honey mustard. Okay? Don't fucking tell me there's nothing wrong with this thing. I didn't say that, though. So he was listening. He's like, it sounds fine to me. I go, okay. Because he had an iPhone 4, too. And I was like, all right, let's see if we have the same song. And we'll play both of them. And then you can listen to see it's like fucked up. So we both had I'm a Bee by the Black Eyed Peas. Mm-hmm. I'm a bee, rich baby. You know that song.
Uh-huh.
Or I could play it, but I don't want to get sued. So,
nobody will recognize it when you're singing it.
Because I'm not black.
No, you're not.
So
you're about 10 inches too short.
He's that puts me in the negative. No, I'm just kidding. So he holds up my phone and he's listening to it, and then he puts my phone down, and then he puts his up and he's listening, and then he puts his down and puts mine up and he listens. And he does this about two or three times. He goes, oh, it does sound messed up. So then the next step is to see if it has like any type of water damage. Mm-hmm. And they have like certain areas they check. They check in the headphone jack. There's a little sticker in there and it'll show them if it's been wet or not. And there's another one at the bottom here that's close to the screws that they can look in and see if there's any water damage. So as he was looking for that, and it has a little, not a microscope, a
magnifying
glass on it so they can see. It's like, please, dear God, don't look at the speaker because I know you could clearly see honey mustard if he looked in it. And he didn't.
Oh, thank God.
But we were just teasing like the week before, though. Last week, Julie and I were like, oh, you know, they'd probably take like a Q-tip and rub it across
CSI,
the
CSI, honey
CSI,
mustard.
That shit. That, this is honey mustard. Ken's Steakhouse honey mustard. You know.
Well, fortunately for you, honey mustard doesn't have any moisture in it.
Right. So I got a new phone, y'all.
Yay. But he had to go half a day without any apps.
My God.
Or contacts.
Thought I was going to die. Really. Thought I was going to die.
Well, we're up to half an hour.
All right. So I always forget that we have the outro.
We have an outro. So
and apparently someone on Twitter likes the outro because it has the Brown Chicken Brown Cow music behind it.
Well,
I think it was Jeep Bear.
Okay. Well, that was my
Gavin.
Idea.
Yeah, so. It was your idea.
Mm-hmm.
But the recording was Matt's idea.
Yes.
So I had nothing to do with it, although I did all the technical part of it. So, I mean, well, if anyone to think it would be me because I did it.
I'm too pretty to do all that.
You are too pretty.
Technical
for that.
Stuff.
You are too pretty.
We love you, boys and girls.
Bye. Oh, we'll be back in like a minute.
Okay.
You have downloaded Foul Monkeys. Your feedback is very important to us. Give us a call at 206-984-3685 or text or call 863-666-0377.
You can send us an email to foulmonkeys@gmail.com or jcmarple@gmail.com.
Send us junk and stuff to P.O. Box 725, Lakeland, Florida, 33802.
Join the Foul Monkeys fan page on Facebook. You can also follow me on both Facebook and Twitter at JC Marple.
You can follow me on Twitter at Foul Monkeys and on Facebook as Ricky Burton. Don't forget to click the PayPal button on foulmonkeys.com and donate.
This has been a presentation of the PWT Podcasting Network.